Here's the tip sheet. This is four judges. This is
in a Fort Dodge classroom, 4-H regional program specialist Phil Heckman hands out information about judging 4-H exhibits. This is one of three cities where the stay-long course is offered this year, up from only one city last year. Heckman says the most important part of judging is asking the children to explain what they're learning.
The questions are designed basically to start the conversation, provide a baseline, get them talking about what their processes were for that specific exhibit, and then to apply that to real-life situations. And in 4-H, we say that all the time, do, reflect, apply.
As part of the training, 4-H kids show up with items they've exhibited in the past to provide one-on-one practice sessions with new judges.
Tell me what your goal was.
My goal was to make a nightlight for around Christmas time.
Cindy Arbogast is interviewing 8th grader Anna Lewin Dunsky about her nightlight project. It's made of glass attached to a wall plug-in.
How did you make this?
We went to Studio Fusion and they have like these glass cutters and it was really hard to do the circles.
Anna has been exhibiting since 5th grade and says it's common for a judge to provide constructive feedback when the project isn't working.
This year I showed melted crayon art and they told me what I did wrong and they did it really nice, and now I know next year what to do.
Cindy Arbogast is in her late 50s and has three grown children. She says she wants to be a judge because years ago her youngest daughter benefited from this kind of experience.
When they do conference judging like they do at all the county fairs in Iowa, they have that opportunity to have kind of like an interview, which prepares kids for any type of judge that they have to interview for.
Arbogast says she would have encouraged her older children to participate in 4-H had she known the program is about more than agriculture. 4-H has been around for 100 years, and for much of its history, the focus has been on farm life. But Phil Heckman says, as kids change, so does the program.
If a young person comes in to me and they're excited about raising a sheep, I want to talk to them about raising a sheep. If they come in and they're excited about talking to me about this new app they created, and you know it's going to change the world, that's where I want to meet those kids, is where their interests are and where they're excited about learning.
A judge may be placed to work in any of Iowa's 99 counties, and Heckman says 4-H staff members will start placing potential judges this winter.
I probably shouldn't tell, but I'm going to anyway, because so many of them tend to be school teachers. If you pick up the phone and start calling for judges on a snow day, that's a pretty good day to line up your judges.
Cindy Arbogast is looking forward to getting her call. She says she likes going to county fairs, and this summer will be special.
Not just to go be a visitor, but to be a part of it, I think would be a lot of fun. And judging is definitely going to get me there.
This year, 4-H has 1,712 judges available to work at county fairs, 87 of which happened during the month of July. In Fort Dodge, I'm John Pemble, Iowa Public Radio News.